Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Park Sterling Realty in Bronxville, Westchester Talk Radio presents the March edition of Talking Real Estate with Leah Carroll. This is Jim Cleafield speaking. Talking Real Estate with Leah Carroll is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
That's right, Mixmaster Matt Cahan. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. And now, your host, Leah Carroll.
Thanks, Jim. Welcome, everybody. Westchester Talk Radio, Talking Real Estate with Leah Carroll. I, of course, am Leah Carroll, president at Park Sterling Realty, headquartered in beautiful Bronxville Village. We cover Westchester, Putnam, and Bronx counties. So, hey, it's Friday. You know, we're usually with you on a Wednesday, but if you recall, we had had some snow this past Wednesday, so we've moved our show over to Friday, and we're excited about that. But as a result, my seatmate here, my normal Wednesday seatmate, Phil Robles of Popular Bank, was unable to join us. He is playing good father and good husband and driving his family to the airport. So he did send me, of course, some bullet points to talk about, so we will be sure to have that mortgage update. But in the meantime, let's talk real estate. So I want to remind you that real estate is local. Every house is different. Every buyer and every seller have different needs. So to get specific, you should talk to your realtor about your needs. And if you don't have a realtor, you should definitely give me a call. So what can I tell you? When we last spoke, inventory was down throughout Westchester County. And guess what? It still is. Here we are nearly April when the spring market is in full swing. Properties are coming on the market. Buyers are out in full force. Only problem now, sellers, is we need you to get on the market. We are looking at five-year lows across the boards for single-family houses, co-ops, condos, multifamily houses. Inventory just isn't there. As a result, our buyers are competing for properties. They're getting to bidding wars, and they are paying above asking. We want a couple of good examples here. So in Tuckahoe, we brought on a house in the mid-600s, sold immediately, multiple buyers, above asking. Just this weekend, brought on a house in Mount Kisco in the low-600s, same thing, multiple offers, above asking. A house in Bronxville, Yonkers in the high-600s, same scenario, lots of activity, immediate offer. And then a house in the Fleetwood section of Mount Vernon in the mid-500s, multiple offers. So what is that telling you? Well, it's telling us a little bit that the sweet spot, it seems at least through the county, is probably $500,000 to $800,000. We are seeing some continued struggles at the high end. And I think that's mostly just because, you know, the high end is exactly that. It's the high end. And I think most buyers, at least our what we're seeing moving up to Westchester County, tend to be people looking in like that mid-range. And so it's a very competitive market, and I think it will continue to be so. Which segues kind of nicely to what's happening in the mortgage market. So Phil Robles, Popular Bank, our Wednesday companion, sent me over an email that said, here's what you need to know. Just this week on Wednesday, the Fed raised the Federal Reserve Funds rate from 1.5 to 1.75. So what does that mean? Well, that means we're probably looking at mortgage interest rates heading to 5% before the end of the year. Now, 5% is still pretty historically low, but for the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years, that's higher than we've seen in some time. And I think that'll be a motivator to get people to buy homes if they can find the inventory to buy. So my takeaway is, sellers, come on, get on the market. It's a great time to sell. And buyers, you know, if you're thinking of buying, now is the time to call Phil Robles, get your pre-approval, and start looking and buying before the interest rates do go up. So what else can I tell you about what we're seeing? Co-ops are doing very well. Single-family, multifamily condos, all doing well. We have not seen, you know, everybody asks me all the time, what are you seeing about the new tax plan, its impact on local real estate? And, you know, we've said it before, and I'll say it again. I think we're looking at rearview mirror statistics, you know, down the road when it all kind of shakes out and we see what occurred, we'll have a better idea of you know, what the impact was. It's hard to predict. We did predict early on that condos and co-ops would do well, and so far they have. We also predicted that townhouses would do well, and so far they have. So there's my market update for Westchester. Again, I urge you, if you have very specific questions about your property, your purchase or your neighborhood, talk to your realtor. If you don't have one, give Leah Caro a call for sure at Park Sterling Realty. And don't forget our good friend Phil Robles, who will be back with us next month. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to tell you about what the realtors have been up to in Albany.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio. We are talking real estate with Leah Caro, and of course, I'm Leah Caro, president at Park Sterling Realty, headquartered in beautiful Bronxville Village, serving Putnam, Westchester, and Bronx counties. So, you know, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what realtors are up to when we're not taking you out to see homes or hosting open houses at your listing. You know, there's a lot more to being a realtor and being in real estate than just servicing our buyers and our sellers and our tenants and our landlords. Now, for one thing, did you know that the New York State Division of Licensing Services, you know, right, sounds very bureaucratic, that's who gives real estate agents their license when they've earned it, but that by becoming a realtor, and I think most people out there don't know what that a realtor is, not the same as a real estate agent. A realtor is a member of a board of realtors, and around here, that board would be the Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors, HGAR. So why does that matter to you? Well, what that does is that it gives New York State licensees a higher level of performance. And not only that, it holds them to a higher standard. Did you know that realtors have a code of ethics that they must adhere to? If you're a licensee without being a realtor with a capital R, you're not held to that higher standard. So what does this code of ethics talk about? Well, it talks about how we treat our clients, talks about how we treat the general public. A truth in advertising, for example, is a big component of it. Fair housing, of course, is a big component of it. And that idea is going to segue beautifully for a guest I'll be bringing on later. As a member of the public, you can file an ethics complaint against a realtor if you feel that you've been treated in an unethical manner. And that vehicle is in place for you through the Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors. What else does the HGAR do? Well, it brings education to the real estate community. You know, we have to take 22 and a half hours of continuing education every couple of years in order to maintain our license, which I think a lot of people don't know. I think, you know, we get our real estate license from New York State, and then we're out there running around just kind of willy-nilly and acting in our own self-interest and not playing by any set of rules. And I just want you all to know that not only are there a set of rules, but that they're strictly enforced and that we all are required to educate ourselves every couple of years to a very high standard. So I think that's important. So the board also has a Fair Housing and Cultural Diversity Committee. That committee is charged with making sure that all members of the public and our association are treated with respect and as far as housing goes, and that we acknowledge our samenesses and our differences, and that we appreciate and embrace our cultural differences. And I think that's important as well. But in particular, I want to point out that HGAR has a legislative council. And in fact, me, Leah Caro, is the co-chair of that council. And what do? Well, we keep an eye on all legislation from the national level to the state level to the county level to, you know, the hyper-local village hamlet level to watch for anything that might be coming down the pike as far as new legislation that would hurt not just our careers but homeowners, home sellers, home buyers, and homeowners. And once a year, me and, you know, a bunch of other, about 70 other realtors from our region get on a bus and drive to Albany and get face-to-face with our legislators, with our assembly people, and with our senators, and we talk to them about what's important to us to our buyers, to our sellers, and to our homeowners. And I'm going to give you, so we did that this past Tuesday. Got on the, you know, I got up at 4:30 in the morning, got up to White Plains for 6 a.m., drove to Albany, and got literally in front of the folks who you've elected to office who represent Westchester County. So what did we talk about? Well, here's a couple of things that you might not be aware of. For example, on one of the pieces of legislation that's being sponsored right now would make the co-op purchase process more transparent and a little easier. And what I mean by that is when you buy a co-op, I don't know if anybody out there owns a co-op or tried to buy a co-op or wants to sell a co-op, but it is shares in a corporation. And it is kind of has this very private side to it, so that when you purchase a co-op, you fill out a big application and you put in all your financial information. You get letters of reference from your friends and family and coworkers, and you send off this package. And then some amount of time passes, and you eventually, ideally, are called in for a board meeting where people who live in that complex will interview you to decide, you know, whether you should be able to live there. And you're either accepted or rejected. Well, right now, if you're rejected, you're not given a reason. They're not obligated to give you one. So one of the things that the realtor community is fighting for is to get some disclosure in the co-op process so that if you are rejected, you'll be given a reason why. And if it's financial, that's great, because then you have an ability maybe to go out and work on your finances and fix it so that next time around you're a better candidate for housing. And we just want to make sure that there's no discrimination in any segment of housing, including co-ops. So that's one of the laws that is being looked at Albany, which would be, I think, a terrific progressive change in the real estate purchase process of co-ops. You know, we're looking to increase the mansion tax. We're looking for vested rights for property owners. We are always, always, always looking out for transfer taxes and mortgage recording taxes for everybody here in Westchester and beyond. It is expensive to conduct business here. It's expensive to buy a house. It's expensive to sell a house. And we'd really like to keep people here in the Hudson Valley, because we love the Hudson Valley. We love New York. And we hate the idea of people moving out of state or out of the region, because it's just too darn expensive to live here. So anytime someone wants to put a transfer tax in place that on the back of a real estate transaction, we're going to go up to Albany and fight that face-to-face. So just wanted you to be aware that your local realtor, realtor with a capital R, when they're not buying and selling real estate with you, are out there doing things on your behalf that you're not even aware of. And I think that's an important to remember, so that, you know, we are your allies in home ownership. So what I want to do in just a minute is we're going to introduce Marlene Zarfis. Marlene Zarfis is a good friend and someone I've known a long time. She is the deputy executive director of an organization called WRO. WRO is Westchester Residential Opportunities. And I'm going to guarantee that many of you out there know exactly who they are, because they've been around for, you ready, 50 years this year as the region's largest and oldest fair housing organization. But they're way more than that. So you know what? We've been talking about legislation. We've been talking about realtors being advocates for homeowners. We've been talking about fairness in housing. So this is a perfect opportunity to bring Marlene in and introduce her to you folks and let her know what WRO does, who they are, and how they can benefit you and or your neighbors or friends or people you might know who could use some help. So we're going to take just 1 minute. Westchester Talk Radio. This is Leah Carroll. We are talking real estate with Leah Carroll. And we're going to get Marlene mic'd up here, and we'll talk WRO. So stay tuned.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at skylinegenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hey, welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio. We are talking real estate with Leah Carroll. This is Leah Carroll. I am the president at Park Sterling Realty, headquartered in beautiful Bronxville Village, serving Westchester, Putnam, and Bronx counties. Right before break, we were talking about what realtors do as advocates for homeowners and home buyers and home sellers. that at the legislative level, and that we're always looking out for what's in their best interest and ways to make everyone's lives here in the beautiful Hudson Valley better. So we were talking about an organization that's out there called Westchester Real Estate. I'm sorry, Westchester Residential Opportunities. A different life. WRO. And WRO is a nonprofit organization who has dedicated their entire existence to fair housing in Westchester and the Hudson Valley on broad spectrums. And so I have with me today Deputy Executive Director of WRO, Marlene Zarfis. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Leah.
So we're so glad you could be with us today.
Glad to be here.
And what I wanted to do is I want to take a good bit of time to talk about what WRO does, who they serve, how anybody listening might avail themselves of their services, and why 2018 is a really important year to our country, to our region, and especially to WRO.
Okay.
So 50 years ago, 1968, the Civil Rights Act passed, which was a remarkable time in U.S. history. I don't remember it, of course. but I know that, it was groundbreaking for fair housing and for giving people the right to choose where they wanted to live and to desegregate housing throughout this land. Yes? Can you make any comments on that?
Sure. 1968 was really the height of civil rights era. And the Fair Housing Act was actually passed into law a week after Martin Luther King's assassination. And the act is an amazing piece of legislation, actually. It's very broad. It protects people's rights to fair housing. It prevents, or when enforced, prevents segregation, sorry. And it's very important both on the federal, state, local level. It's enforced everywhere.
Yeah, and that's really, April 4th, which was the date Martin Luther King was assassinated, so a week later would be April 12th.
Right.
So then really in just a few short weeks is literally the 50th anniversary of the Federal Fair Housing Act.
Exactly.
And that's just huge. So what else happened in 1968? A guy named Nick Bjelanson decided to begin an organization in White Plains in Westchester County called Westchester Residential Opportunities, and he founded it. Nick Bjelanson is the founder, and began with what I believe was a fairly small organization whose mission was to do what?
Was to provide second mortgages for African Americans who were unable to get mortgages at the time.
And what would have kept an African American person from getting a mortgage?
Discrimination.
Discrimination.
Discrimination has sadly been part of our history for a really long time. Even the government in the past was responsible for enforcing it, actually. And banks had rules way back when. They had red line areas where they would not lend to people in minority areas.
So it was 50 years ago, Nick Bjelanson founds WRO as a vehicle for getting second mortgages to African Americans who otherwise might not get any.
Exactly.
So now flash forward 50 years, and I have to tell you, I've been involved with WRO intimately involved with it for probably 10 years or so, but peripherally involved also because WRO and the realtor community have a very strong bond and always have. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm currently the co-chairman of the board of WRO. So it's a charity and an organization that is very near and dear to my heart. And Marlene works tirelessly in the fair housing arena. But WRO is not just fair housing.
Right.
So can we take a few minutes to talk about how it helps the public?
So
I know that first-time home buyers, let's talk about those for a minute, because a lot of our listeners might be folks mm-hmm. who we just talked about getting pre-approvals, interest rates are going up, inventory is tight. Being a first-time home buyer in Westchester County is daunting, to say the least. So how does WRO help those folks?
We have a terrific first-time home buying program. It does a lot of things. First of all, it provides an opportunity for a matching grant if you complete the entire program. So you, if you're saving money, you can get up to $7,500 over the course of the program that you can use for a down payment or for closing costs.
So when you say program, does that mean, am I going to classes? Tell me more about that.
We start with an orientation. It's, I believe, a two-hour orientation where everybody comes in and they talk about basically what is involved in buying a home for the first time. Then if people are still, if want to continue, they go into individual counseling sessions. And in these individual counseling sessions, we look at your credit, which is obviously so important in buying a home. And we have two of those individual counseling sessions. And then we bring in experts in different areas, realtors and mortgage lenders and appraisers and inspectors. So people participating in the program learn everything they need to know about buying a home for the first time. We also include financial literacy. So people really know not only what they need to buy a home and to get a mortgage, but how to maintain the home.
And that is so important. You know, during the crash, more than ever, we saw folks who otherwise could afford their homes. It got away from them.
Exactly.
And then just led to a whole bunch of other problems. So I think financial literacy is just huge. That's wonderful.
It is.
So now a first-time home buyer completes this program. And go back to the money we get.
Okay. They complete the program. They get a certificate when they complete it, and that certificate actually is valid for 6 months, so they should be looking for a home during that time period. And the entire program, once they complete it, takes about 10 months. And at that point, they, assuming they've been saving, they are eligible for the matching grant.
And that's then free money, is that right?
It is, actually.
That is terrific. You know, that and $7,500 goes a really long way in Westchester County to helping with closing costs and down payment.
Yeah.
So that's terrific. So first-time home buyers, if a first-time home buyer is listening, where would they go and how do they get started on this?
The best thing to do is to go to our website. It's WROINC.org. And you can fill out the application online, read all about the program.
Now, I heard once that a first-time home buyer is defined as someone who hasn't owned a home in 3 years. Is that correct?
I believe it's 2 years, someone who has never owned, obviously.
Of course, right. So if I owned a home 10 years ago and something happened and I've been renting ever since, I would qualify for the program as well.
Yes, you would.
I think that's really exciting. You know, that's just a huge help. So WRO... you know, supports fair and affordable housing, but man, they're also helping first-time home buyers get into their first home. So thank you for that.
It's a very popular program, actually.
I bet it is. So what else does WRO do? So I know that they work a lot with seniors.
Yeah.
What kind of problems are seniors facing in housing?
Seniors are facing the same problems as everybody else. Plus, it's even harder because they're generally on a fixed income. Often, they're looking to downsize. As you know, housing in Westchester is extremely expensive and inventory is somewhat limited, especially for rental. So what we do with our seniors is we have guidance to available properties. We suggest that they get on senior housing waiting lists as soon as possible because the lists are years long. So that's really important. We have a... reverse mortgage counseling program, which for the right people, assuming they're over 62 years old, can be a wonderful help. If you're house rich, cash poor, that may be something to look into. For everyone.
And you know, and I like that it's a counselor talking about reverse mortgages, not just a bank out there selling reverse mortgages.
Exactly.
You guys are not in the mortgage business,
no.
So it's real. Knowledge is power to those seniors to make an informed decision.
That's right. It's education.
Yeah, because I hate the idea that seniors can be targets sometimes of maybe some unscrupulous business dealings. So I love that WRO is watching their backs.
We definitely are.
And would it help a senior who maybe wants to age in place?
Well, for one thing, we have a program called Access to Home. And if you, as you're aging in place, maybe are getting a little more frail or possibly disabled, we can provide up to $25,000 towards modifying your home. So if you need a ramp, if you need grab bars in the shower, if you need a chair lift, things like that, we're able to provide funding for that, which is really helpful for people trying to age in place.
Yeah, I mean, that's remarkable. Those are things that are so very important that I think we all take for granted.
Right.
Being able to walk up the stairs until suddenly you can't.
Exactly.
So I think that's wonderful. So we've talked about first-time home buyers. We've talked about seniors.
Right.
What other programs is the WRO working with in our communities?
We have a mortgage default prevention program. And this is a really interesting program because our counselors actually go into court with their clients, and their clients are people in varying stages of foreclosure. And the bank is there with their attorney on the other side, but the court allows our counselors to represent, not as attorneys, but to represent our clients, to help them to get a modification. We also provide a lot of counseling and education for people going through the process. And we have different programs. One of the programs we have will allow up to $40,000 towards modifying your mortgage. Different programs have different requirements, so you would need to contact one of our counselors to really get all the specifics here. Another thing that we're doing is we're working with zombie properties to identify and to fix them.
Well, let's talk about what a zombie property is, because I think we hear that term a lot,
yeah,
especially on the news, and maybe folks aren't exactly sure what that is. So can you describe that for us?
Sure. A zombie property is a property that has basically been abandoned, generally due to foreclosure. And sometimes you will find squatters living in the properties. Sometimes it's just been abandoned and it's falling into serious disrepair. And what happens is the neighborhood really becomes blighted, and it affects all the other housing in the neighborhood.
Right, driving prices and values down, I'm assuming.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we are working with some of the municipalities to identify these properties and to educate people about what they can do when they see these properties.
You know, I know you're working with some municipalities and also getting some grants to work with these municipalities. And I want to segue for a minute, and we're going to talk some more about the programs that maybe our listeners can benefit from. But we've talked about $7,500 for first-time home buyers. We've talked about $40,000 or $25,000 for folks who are trying to age in place and getting some accommodations for their housing. And we've talked about $40,000 help for mortgage foreclosure prevention. And mortgage foreclosure is just a frightening situation to be in. And I think a lot of people just ignore it because it's so awful and it's such a large problem and don't even know where to begin. And so you have all of those available programs with significant funding available for people in distress. So the big question then, is where is WRO getting its money?
We get our money from different sources. A large part of our funding is from grants, and we're talking federal, state, local. We also have individual friends who are very happy to support us. And we actually this year, I'm glad you brought that up, because we are having a gala on October 10th, which hopefully will help with our funding.
Absolutely, because, you know, as being part of your organization, a volunteer member, I know that the grants is a big part of it, but that depending on the administration, mm-hmm. whether at the state, federal, county level, those grants fluctuate. And
definitely,
some of them can be cut and some of them can be reduced. And that, you know, that is, it's we're reliant on it so heavily, mm-hmm. but that it also can be very unsure.
Yes.
So I know that, you know, fundraising and any charitable organization relies heavily on fundraising, but to be able to deliver the programs that WRO delivers, mm-hmm. It's incumbent on all of us, I think, who live in Westchester County and the Hudson Valley to support WRO financially because of the good works they do for either ourselves or people we know or our neighbors or anybody in our communities. So I want to get back to that save the date. So get out your calendars. If you have a pen, paper, get out your smartphone. Save the date. That is October 10th.
Right.
WRO is having its 50th anniversary gala to celebrate 50 years of helping our communities and coinciding with the Federal Fair Housing Act. And there will be a gala at the VIP Club in New Rochelle.
Right.
And when will tickets be available for this?
They will be available shortly. Please check our website or our Facebook page.
Excellent. I'll be there. I'll have a hell of a table. So what we're going to do is we're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro. My guest today, of course, is Marlene Zarfis, Deputy Executive Director of WRO. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
An
independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio. You are talking real estate with Leah Caro. I, of course, am Leah Caro, president at Park Sterling Realty, headquartered in beautiful Bronxville Village, serving Westchester, Putnam, and Bronx counties. With me today is Marlene Zarfis, who is the Deputy Executive Director of Westchester Residential Opportunities, also called WRO, which is celebrating its 50th year serving Westchester County and the Hudson Valley in all things fair and affordable housing. Right before the break, we were talking about the fact that, and Marlene had explained that WRO benefits first-time home buyers with courses and financial literacy and grants up to $7,500, that they work with seniors who are trying to age in place to help them get accommodations in their homes with grants up to $25,000, and with mortgage counseling and mortgage default and foreclosure counseling and grants for modifications up to $40,000. And I said, wow, you know, we give out so much money. Where does it all come from? And right before the break, we gave you a save the date. We're going to do that again right now. Marlene, give us that save the date again.
Okay, we're having our 50th anniversary gala on October 10th at the VIP Club in New Rochelle.
Right, and I'll be there, and I would like all of us to be there. You know, it's organizations like this that help you, your neighbors, your friends, that keep the Hudson Valley and Westchester County in particular vibrant and stable and healthy and a good place to call home. So some of the other programs that we haven't even yet had a chance to touch on, is independent living housing. This, you know, this serves this, and I'm going to let Marlene talk all about it, but to me this is so important because it serves the underserved, and I'll let her explain what that means.
Yeah, this is a really important program. Independent living is our program for people with mental illness, and we provide both housing and case management. So we have an SRO facility. We also have...
Could you describe what an SRO facility
is? Sorry, it's a single room occupancy facility. And we also have... That's for people who need more one-on-one case management and help. And we also have scattered apartments throughout the county. So what we do here is we provide people with housing, and we also provide them with the support that they need so they can, for one, move out of their parents' homes or... not have to live on the street, which is something that happens, unfortunately, too often to people with mental illness. So this is a really important program.
I couldn't agree more. You know, we're hearing a lot about mental health issues at the national level conversation and then living on the streets. And then they are an underserved community. And I think there's so much stigma around mental health issues. And, you know, everyone deserves good housing. I really do. It should be just, you know, it's a fundamental life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and housing. And so I'm just so glad, and I'm so proud that WRO serves that community. So if I know of someone out there who could use that help, what should they do?
Okay, so in order to enroll in our program or any independent living program in the county, actually, you have to be processed through what people call SPOA. It's Single Point of Access. And it's part of the Office for Mental Health in the county. So the best thing to do there is contact the Office for Mental Health. And once the person is in the program, the county determines where they will live and how much assistance they actually need. So you don't come directly to us, although feel free if you have questions, give us a call and we can answer them. But in terms of actually enrolling in our independent living program, it all goes through the county's Single Point of Access program.
Gotcha. Thank you. And, you know, it's just another example of WRO doing such good for our communities and spending the time, the money, and the effort to make sure all of our citizens are treated fair and equitably in their housing needs. Don't forget to give. Can you give on the website?
Yes, you can give on the website.
So if I go to WRO-INC... WRRC.org. There'll be a button that says donate now.
Yes.
And that would be just terrific. You know, I really would love to see WRRC continue to giving to all segments of our community. So what else does WRRC do? First-time homebuyers, seniors, mental health and independent living.
Okay.
And mortgage default. What else?
We have an eviction prevention program, which is extremely popular, unfortunately, because there are often people on the verge of eviction. And part of that is also a utility shutoff program. So what these programs do is if somebody is literally approaching eviction, we are able often to find the funds to allow them to pay back 1 month or 2 months or possibly up to 4 months of rent arrears so that they will be able to stay in their house or their apartment. This is really important because it keeps people housed. It avoids homelessness. And part of this is a utility shutoff program, prevention program. So if your Con Ed bill is so high that Con Ed is considering turning it off, we have a way to work with Con Ed or with whatever utility so that we can hopefully buy you some time and provide you some funding so that you can start to pay it back.
And I think that's great. You know, you talked about preventing eviction.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard it said that keeping someone from being homeless is a lot easier than helping someone once they are homeless.
It's also a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, we all want to fight homelessness. I know WRRC does and I do. And I think most of us listening would agree. But once someone is homeless, it's just that much harder and the hill's just that much steeper.
Mm-hmm.
So for WRRC to be able to keep people in their homes without getting them onto the streets, I think it's just a huge step in the right direction.
And particularly when you hear some of the stories, you know, you hear people with families and their kids are going to be out in the streets with them. It's or in a homeless shelter. But it's really heart-wrenching, some of what we hear.
It is. It's terrible. Now, one of the programs that, and actually it's your program, tell us about your other role besides being deputy executive director.
Okay. When I started with the agency 7 years ago, I was the director of fair housing. And so this program is very close to my heart, as all the others, but this is sort of my baby. So our fair housing department does two things. We do education and we do enforcement. Education, we look to talk anywhere. Anybody who would like to hear us, we want to educate you on fair housing and on fair lending. So if you have a community group, if you have a class, if you are a co-op board, or if you are a group of tenants, we want to talk to everybody because the fair housing laws affect everybody. You have rights and you have responsibilities. So please call us if you would like to learn more about fair housing.
Well, and I have to say, you know, earlier I said the Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors, and if you remember, you know, realtors are held to this higher standard than just regular licensees in New York. And one of the roles of our association is to provide its members with education and advocacy and to make sure we're doing the right thing. So many years ago, probably 30 years ago, the Board of Realtors and WRRC got together to ensure that our members are being trained correctly, that our members are upholding the law, that our members know what to do when faced with potential discrimination in housing, and how to partner with WRRC. And they've just been an outstanding partner for Realtors to make sure we're doing the right thing. I want to stress to everybody that Realtors are not discriminatory by nature. We are trained, highly trained to not allow discrimination in housing. We are highly trained to identify it, to stop it, how to work without it being part of our careers. And WRRC has brought all of that to us. And, you know, this company and others, I'm sure, avail themselves of WRRC all the time, whether it be for advice. We have a hotline set up that we can give a call to find out how should I handle this. And they do a lot of our education with us. And so really, they've been a huge partner to the realtor community for years.
It's great, actually. We have realtors call us frequently with their questions. They don't want to do something wrong. They want to call us and find out what to do.
Right. And you know what? I want to, for you folks listening, because I know you're probably not a realtor, but let's talk about some of the things that we experience daily. I don't think that's a stretch. That might be suspicious behavior that we look at and say, not so fast. And that maybe WRO gets involved. You know, here's an example. I'm renting an apartment. I'm not. A landlord has an apartment for rent, a 2 or 3 bedroom apartment for X amount of dollars, and says, no kids.
Exactly.
Is that against the law, Marlene?
That's illegal.
Can you tell us why?
It's one of the protected classes that we call familial status, and it is illegal to discriminate against people because they have children.
Yeah, but you know, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, folks. You know, this is not Leah talking now. This is just the little devil on my shoulder. But you know, kids are destructive and they're noisy and they're messy, and it's such a nice apartment. I'd really like to not have kids here. Are you telling me I can't do that?
Well, if you're over 55 or you're over 62, you can find a senior facility so that you don't really have to have children there. But the reason we have these laws, and sometimes people think, you know, it's going a little overboard. The reason these laws exist is because there's been a problem. If you have kids and everywhere you go, they tell you no kids, where are you going to live? So it exists for a reason.
Right. So if you're a parent out there with children and you feel like you've ever been discriminated against in trying to find housing because of the presence of your children, you know, that's a big fair housing violation, and you should definitely be reaching out to WRO.
Definitely. Right? Definitely.
So let's talk about if someone feels, can you review for us the protected classes? Because I want everybody to know if you're part of one of these classes, you are protected under the law in housing. So Marlene, could you review those?
Sure. As long as I can remember them all. Okay.
<I'll help you out.
laughs> Okay. So this is federal, state, and local. There's race, national origin, color, familial status, which means having children, disability, which actually is physical and mental, marital status,
sexual orientation
and expression, actually.
Sexual identity.
What am I leaving out? Source of income in Westchester County and possibly soon at the state level.
And victims of domestic violence
and alienage and citizenship in Westchester
and
County.
And military status.
Military. Good. Thank you. Did I leave anything else?
No,
on?
I think we got them.
Okay.
So there's some of these are national laws, some are state. And here in Westchester County, you know, we're very progressive. And so we have additional layers of protections for citizens in their housing. So if you fall into any of those categories and think, well, gee, I was denied housing because of my inclusion in that category, you know, we want you to bring that to our attention. We want you to call WRO. Mm-hmm. We want you to call Marlene, and we'll see if we can't get to the bottom of that.
So sometimes people will call up and they'll say, well, I was discriminated against. My landlord is unfair. It's only discrimination if it involves one of the protected classes. So if your landlord doesn't like people with green hair and you have green hair, that's not discrimination. But if your landlord doesn't like you because of your color or your age or your disability or any of the other classes that Leah and I together told you about, then that could very well be a problem, and we'd like to hear from you.
Right. Now, some of the things that are not protected, you know, I teach fair housing as well for our Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors, is I have to remind folks, you know, not protected smokers, not protected pets, but, and let's make sure to use the word pets, more than once someone has said to me, you know, I have a dog, it's my service dog. Is this okay to bring to this apartment? And the landlord will say, well, I said no pets. Service dogs are not pets. Let's just be very clear about that. I'll repeat it. Service dogs are not pets. So if you have a service animal, you fall under the Disabilities Act, and you would be protected under the law from discrimination in housing. Now, service animals aside, yes, pets are not a protected class. Smokers are not jerks. Are not a protected class. You would really have to fall into one of those things. So what else does WR do to help realtors and the public make sure that housing maintains a fair level playing field?
Okay, so the way that we enforce the law is we do testing, and we do this through grants. So what we do, and we do it in different ways. We do fair housing testing and fair lending testing. We may test real estate agents, property managers, banks, mortgage brokers, and often we'll do what we call paired testing. So we'll have someone from one of the protected classes that we talked about, and then somebody from what we call a control tester. So let's say we're testing disability. We would have a tester who is disabled in some way, physical or mental, and then we would have a control tester who doesn't have any apparent disability. And we'll have them either go to a real estate agent or a property manager, bank, whatever. We prepare them. We give them a whole profile, who they are, what they can afford, what they're looking for. We prepare the protective tester and the control tester so they're very well matched. And we see how they're treated. Because often, if you go to look rent or buy a house or get a mortgage, and you're told, oh, I'm sorry, you know, we just don't have anything. I'm glad you came in, et cetera. You don't know if they really don't have anything or if they're treating you differently. That's why we need to have the control tester on the other side as a check.
And so after you've had this control and then this variable, right, you come up with your findings and then you make some action if necessary if you find that there's been some discrimination.
We do. And we are actually very careful. We don't want to take any action unless we're absolutely sure that there has been a discriminatory event.
Well, right. And I think that, you know, as from the realtor's point of view, you know, we're glad you're out there doing that kind of stuff because we want the public's perception of us to be elevated, of course. And we want to make sure that, you know, everybody gets fair and affordable housing because that's, you know, like I said earlier, it should be one of those inalienable rights.
Mm-hmm. And most real estate agents are absolutely fine. You know, just like most lenders, mortgage brokers, et cetera. But there are some people out there who are not following the law, and it's our job to find them.
Those bad apples.
Exactly.
And we don't like those bad apples, not one bit. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. You're talking real estate with Leah Caro. I'm Leah Caro, and I'm here with Marlene Zarfis. We'll be right back.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. This is Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro. I, of course, am Leah Caro. I'm president at Park Sterling Realty. We are headquartered in beautiful Bronxville Village, and we serve Westchester, Putnam, and Bronx counties. So I do have a special guest with me today. We're gonna talk with Marlene some more. Marlene Zarfis is the Deputy Executive Director at Westchester Residential Opportunities, a.k.a. WRO, which is Westchester and the Hudson Valley's oldest, largest, and leading fair housing organization. So before we get back over to Marlene, I do want to kind of recap what we've talked about today. We led off with our market update, where the takeaway was inventory is low, low, low for houses, co-ops, condos, multifamilies. Buyers are out in full force. It officially is spring, actually, a couple days ago. The weather on Wednesday may not have shown that to us, but it is officially spring. And the spring market is upon us. Buyers are out in full force. They are competing for properties. They are getting into multiple bidding situations. And they need to have that strong pre-approval with them to be able to get the property of their dreams. You know, normally I have Phil Robles of Popular Bank with me. I'm missing him today. Something fierce. But he is working with his family to get them to the airport. He wasn't able to join us. But he did let me know. He was on top of it and sent me an email that interest rates bumped up a bit this week and that it is likely we are going to see 5% interest rates, mortgage interest rates, before the year is over. So my big takeaway, sellers, come on. You know, inventory is low. Buyers are buying. If you're thinking about getting on the market, do it. You know, buyers, if you're out there competing, you know, now is the time. If you're on the fence, you get off the fence. Interest rates are going up. And Westchester and the Hudson Valley is a spectacular place to call home. We talked a little bit about realtors versus real estate agents and that realtors with a capital R, that's me, are held to a much higher standard than plain old licensees, and that members of the Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors are out there advocating on your behalf as homeowners, home buyers, and home sellers, literally getting face-to-face, nose-to-nose, belly to belly with our elected officials to watch the legislation that they're trying to slip through that might saddle the real estate transaction with additional fees. So anyway, we got your back is what I'm trying to say. Now, another organization that is out there that has your back is WRO. And WRO has had your back. And when I mean your, I mean every single citizen in Westchester County and beyond. They've had your back for 50 years, right, Marlene? 1968, right. It was founded.
Exactly.
Give us a recap of our founder's story again, if you don't mind.
Okay, so in 1968, Nick Balanson, who is our founder and still working, going strong today, organized Westchester Residential Opportunities, basically because black people living in the Lower Hudson Valley were unable to get mortgages or second mortgages. So Nick put together organized their company and found people to lend to the people who were not able to buy houses. And we've been going strong ever since.
So ever since its inception 50 years ago, which mm-hmm. we were talking about earlier, is also 1968, which was also the year of the Federal Fair Housing Act.
Right.
So the timing couldn't have been more perfect. And in fact, April 12th, a
yes.
couple of weeks away, is literally the 50th anniversary of the Federal Fair Housing Act. From the beginning, WRO has been helping our citizens by giving them money, grants, if you will, mm-hmm. to either get into a home or stay in a home. And we talked about some of these in particular, and we'll recap them because I really want you, if you missed getting to write it down before or getting the specifics of how they can help, I want you to know there's all this grant money out there available for different segments of society. But the big takeaway is, so where's all that money coming from, Marlene?
Well, different places, actually. For instance, first-time home buying, when somebody is in that program, completes the program, and saves, there are matching funds available from banks. For access to home, I believe that's a New York State program, and that's where you can get up to $25,000 for a frail or elderly person to modify their house so they can age in place or just live comfortably in their own home. Mortgage default prevention, the particular program that I talked about before is a New York State Attorney General program where some of the funds from settlements that attorney generals entered into with banks are now being sort of recycled back to people who are in the process of foreclosure so they can stay in their homes.
So we have, first-time home buying grants. We have aging-in-place accommodation grants. Mm-hmm. We have mortgage foreclosure grants. And all that money comes, there's a tree. Is that right in the backyard of WRO?
There is a tree, and that's why we don't need anyone to contribute to us. There is no such tree. Please give generously.
Yeah. And how can someone give generously to WRO?
You can go to our website, and there's a donate here or donate now or something button. If you have any, and our website is WROINC.org. If you have any questions at all about how to donate, you can call 914-428-4507. And Jeffrey Anderson is our executive director. You can get him at extension 314 or me at extension 306.
And coming up in October, right?
Oh,
what do we have happening in October?
We're having our 50th anniversary gala on October 10th. At the VIP Club in New Rochelle. It will be a wonderful party, and we hope you all come.
And I will be there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you should come just because of that, Leah will be there.
If you're listening to me, come on down. Come on down. I'll buy you a drink at the open bar. So, I know when right before we went to break, you had said to me, there's one program in particular I do want to go back and revisit because it's so important. And so tell us about that.
Okay, so there are a number of protected classes in the county, in the Lower Hudson Valley region, that really do find a hard time finding housing. But I think that the people who have the hardest time in terms of discrimination are people with disabilities and primarily people with mental illness. It's very difficult for them to find housing, partly because they often live on fixed income, which may be SSI, Social Security income, or SSDI. There is not a lot of money in that on which for them to live. And also, there is a real sense of discrimination out there. People do not want to rent to people with mental illness. What's important to remember is we do have a fair housing law that requires that everybody have an opportunity to live where they want to live and can afford to live.
Can a landlord ask a prospective tenant, for example, who to prove they have a mental illness? I mean, how does that work?
No,
so if someone says, do I have to tell you I have a mental illness?
No, you don't. And that, well, let me go at that a different way. If we have what's called a reasonable accommodation in the law. So if you have a disability, say a physical disability, you might ask your property manager or landlord for a reasonable accommodation or a reasonable modification. So you might need your parking space closer to the entrance if you have a physical disability, or you might need your counters lowered or your bathroom door widened. So you would ask for a reasonable accommodation or modification. For mental illness, you still have the right to a reasonable accommodation or modification, which you probably don't need if it's mental. That means a structural change. But you might need help in terms of maybe your landlord could work with you or your property manager could work with you so that if you get your SSI check on the 2nd of the month, maybe they would allow you to pay your rent on the 3rd or the 4th. Maybe if you have a disability, a mental illness that precludes you from actually delivering your rental payment down to the management office, and that's the policy there, maybe they'll waive that policy and let you mail it in. There's so many different accommodations that can be made.
And I think that's so important to know because mental illness really does have a huge social stigma around it still.
Yes, it does.
And I think it's also very, it's hidden.
Yeah.
People don't like talking about it. People don't like acknowledging it. Right. And I think even in families that it's not as always out there as it should be. And so I think it's essential to know that folks with mental illness are entitled to accommodations and in the same housing that we all are.
Exactly. And then we also, as we mentioned before, we have our independent living program where we can actually help people by providing housing and case management services for them.
And I think that's terrific. You talked about, I want to go back to talking about people with physical disabilities. You had said that, whether it's landlords or management companies or need to make accommodations for those residents. Is that correct? You talked about counter height.
Right.
And wide doorways. So do they have to pay for it?
Well, okay. So it's, first of all, the key here is it's reasonable accommodations and reasonable modifications. And that word is really critical. So there is an obligation to enter into, to at least listen and enter into a negotiating process. And as long as it's reasonable to provide an accommodation or modification. If it is an accommodation, it's at the cost of the landlord, the property owner. It's not the tenant. If it is a reasonable modification and there's no federal funding in the building, then it is at the tenant's cost. And the tenant may actually be required to put some money in escrow to return the property to the condition it was in when it was first rented.
Gotcha. So if I'm looking to have lower counters put into my kitchen, you cannot prohibit me from doing that.
Right.
I will pay for it, and then I will pay to restore it when I leave.
Exactly.
Is that about right?
Exactly. And in terms of what you need, if your physical disability is apparent, so someone looks at you and they see that maybe you're using a walker or a wheelchair, then your disability is apparent and you don't have to provide the housing provider with any kind of proof. If your disability is not apparent, say for instance, it's anxiety or depression, some mental illness, then what you need to do is provide something, a letter from some medical provider or perhaps a social worker, someone who works with you, saying that you need this particular accommodation and in order for you to have basically a level playing field, in order for you to use and enjoy your property just like everybody else without that disability can.
Amen. Really, I think that's exactly what everybody needs to hear so that they know what their rights are. WRO, Westchester Residential Opportunities, is located in White Plains on Mamaroneck Avenue. Its website is WROINC.org, so that's WROINC.org. Marlene's office is the Deputy Executive Director. Jeffrey Anderson is the Executive Director. Their programs, which are funded by state, federal, local grants, by good people like you, by fundraising and friendraising, they benefit first-time homebuyers. They benefit seniors. They benefit mental health recipients. They benefit the disabled. They benefit fair housing, fair lending programs. They benefit mortgage foreclosure. They benefit, I mean, the list goes on and on. Did I miss anything?
No, you didn't miss anything. The one thing that, well, eviction prevention and utility shutoff, we have that too.
Right.
But the one thing I did want to add is if you yourself are not, do not need WRO, somebody you know does. We serve everybody, and sooner or later, everybody has some housing need, and we're happy to help you when you do.
And that's a huge message. Thank you. Yeah, if not you, somebody you know. So, you know, think of who you know who might need some help, and then definitely call on WRO for assistance. And in the meantime, definitely, you know, see what your charitable giving budget looks like. And, you know, if you have it there, please think of WRO in the future. So this is our March edition of Talking Real Estate with Leah Caro. We look forward to talking to you in April. I think we're going to be coming out to you at the third Wednesday. We'll get back on track with our Wednesdays unless we have some kind of crazy freak snowstorm in April. And just every month I really enjoy having my special guests and talking to you about what's happening in real estate, in lending, and in all things connected to real estate here in Westchester and the Hudson Valley. So again, this is Leah Caro, Park Sterling Realty. Hey, you know what? Visit me at parksterlingrealty.com. Give us a call at 914-337-1234. Or definitely follow us on Instagram, Park Sterling Realty, or on Facebook, Park Sterling Realty. This has been Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.